Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. This commentary was meant for Memorial Day, but when I think about it, any day is the proper day to honor all veterans who have given their lives to defend our freedoms and the American way of life. We think of them as Army soldiers, Marines, Navy sailors, Coast Guardsmen, and Air Force members, mere youngsters who never had a chance to live life. Don't forget those who were old men serving as career service members long before the war started, who left behind wives and growing families, deprived of a husband and father's love and devotion. Another group ignored in many cases is the merchant seamen of World War II. These men did not belong to a military organization. They were unarmed, and some of them did not qualify to join the armed forces due to physical problems and or age, with ages ranging from 15 to 70. Yet they bled when wounded and died as any other human. They were known to be as draft dodgers who made big money. Think a minute, draft dodger? Not when you put yourself on the line knowing that you might never see tomorrow's sun because of the chance of your ship being hit by an enemy torpedo. Your compensation was on a scale according to the risk involved in a designated war zone, of which there were three. In other words, you were given hazard pay if you happened to be in or near a battle zone. You were on a ship controlled by the government, with the civilian captain and crew paid by the steamship company who owned the ship. In the United States Navy, if your ship was sunk and you were a survivor, you were rescued and cared for by the Navy, who either reassigned or discharged you, depending upon your physical condition. If you were a merchant seaman and your ship was sunk, your pay stopped upon the ship sinking. You, the survivor, would be cared for by your rescuers to a point. Many times, under varying circumstances, you were left to find and pay your own way home. You as a merchant seaman knew of these circumstances, and you were free to resign your job when a voyage was completed. There was nothing to indicate that you had to continue sailing, yet these men kept right on sailing, hoping for the best, asking their maker to leave their name off the next incoming torpedo. President Franklin Roosevelt wanted Congress to include the mariners in the GI Bill of Rights, but Congress said no. In 1988, the government was forced to recognize World War II mariners as veterans due to a class action lawsuit. That allowed them access to veterans' hospitals and a burial flag. 1,600 ships were sunk and damaged, with one out of every 26 mariners killed. Please don't forget them, and thanks locally to Ocean View Cemetery and the Southwest Rotary for remembering. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.